Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Burgess, Executive Chairman at Galileo Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you, Zach. And how are you?
I'm doing fine. I've seen your RNS this morning, Exploration Progress Update at Kalahari Copper Belt, or on the Kalahari Copper Belt. What's going on there at the moment?
Well, that really is, you know, these things, you fly them. And I think that people would expect as you fly, you see blips on the horizon, that sort of thing. And then you get down on the floor and have a good look at them. And 2 days later, say what it's all about. But in reality, this is science, and this is the top end of science. And so, yes, we did get those little blips, as I put it. And I let the guys alone, the scientists, if you like, alone. And they did ask for an interim update on the basis. Basically, our shareholders really want to know what's it all about and did we have any success. And that interim report is extremely bullish, as you can see. I think that the main thing is that we picked up doubt zones. We picked up really big conductors over lots of kilometres. And it's actually looking very exciting. If I wanted to write the report myself, Zach, I couldn't have wrote a more bullish report. I'm very pleased, very pleased. The board is very pleased with this interim result.
Right, you've got the drones flying around. And so that's the method of finding all this good news, is it, at the moment?
No, this was helicopter. Right. This was done by helicopter. You know, mostly helicopters and junior mining companies are mutually exclusive, but, you know, on a cost basis. But we did think it totally necessary to commit a significant amount of company funds to get in there and do it properly and do it at the top end of the science. And I think that the initial prognosis is, boy, it was a good decision.
Well, I mean, obviously copper at the moment is sort of on fire in terms of at least the commodities price. Is there any news on zinc at Galileo as well?
Well, yes. We've everything's in place, but I'm not at a point where I can actually release anything because I'd be breaching the rules. But yes, everything's up and running, and we're very pleased with what we progress there too.
Right, and in terms of what we can expect next, is there any time frame? You sort of said that you would update the market in coming weeks.
Yes, yeah, we're certain that we've generated drill targets. Those domes. The A4 dome, for example, that Sandfire have got. This was a kind of a speculative thing, but it does look like the domes are the site of near surface mineralization. So we've actually identified, not very far away from Sandfire, some domes. They produced excellent results in April. April the 17th, I think they announced them. But you know, in our PL40, we've actually found what we think is a dome too, and tremendous runs of copper conductor, of what should be copper conductors. So what we're going to do now is going to be a Premier League. I don't think it's the division. We're going to have a Premier League of targets. And the thing is, Zach, upwards and onwards, get in there and start drilling. Because I'm convinced that our particular concessions are all in the right place. Cooper Canyon, they're not very far away. We're bang in the middle of what Sandfire are doing. And there's only one way to prove your point, and that's to get the truth machine out, the drill machine. And that's just what we're going to do. And I'm rather open, even before we turn the new year, that we start drilling.
So
back to Star Zinc. Likewise, I'm on a pretty short target there to get moving.
Right, so basically, across the board, it's a much better result than you were expecting, and hopefully you'll be able to update the market in due course.
Absolutely. We've got to complete the science, publish the report, make the report a public document, but I've seen enough junk, Zach, to get me excited.
Well, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Galileo Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.